Hi, everyone. I'm Tom A. Reese, your host for Redoso in the Morning here on KRUI 1490. Well, in late January, Village of Redoso Water Plant employees Gabe Chavez and J.D. Baca were clearing out brush in and around Lake Alto when they heard sounds coming from the freezing lake. Well, they raced out to the shore and saw a dog and later its owners struggling to get out of the lake. And with no time to call 911, the pair risked their lives to save the dog and its owners. And Gabe begins to tell it like it was.
It was a typical Friday, you know, we went to lunch or whatever, and we had to work at the Alto Lake. There by the lake, there's a bypass, the Eagle Creek, you know, we have the ability to bring it into the lake or just bypass it down the creek. And we had to go clear some debris out of the creek while it was dry. That week we'd had those 10 degree temperatures, uh-huh. You know, but this day was actually, I don't know, 50 degrees or so. Uh-huh. I mean, not too bad. The lake, of course, you know, still had ice around it and stuff from
that. Still cold.
Outside the water, it was bearable. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So anyways, you know, JD's, he was down at the bottom tying debris up, and I was pulling it up we have a crane truck.
Right.
And I was pulling it up, and then I'd lower it back down, and he would tie stuff up. I just happened to look back at the lake, and looks like a dog was struggling, you know, in the water. Yeah, in the water on the inside of the ice. And
mm-hmm. What was he doing? The dog. Was he just dog paddling, or was he barking? Was he howling? Or
he was he was just kind of back and forth, you know, pacing like, mm-hmm. you know, because he couldn't get out. So he was just, I guess, you know, he's a dog paddling.
Now, this wasn't your regular chihuahua, rather, right? This is a huge
man.
Dog. Right?
It was a big dog.
The girl uh-huh. said they're Bernese Mountain Dogs. Yeah,
uh-huh.
And big dogs. And anyways, and we're probably, I don't know, a good 150 yards off from where we were and to where they were. And I saw the lady, Holland was her name?
Yes.
The girl, the young girl, and then her mom was
with Denise.
And I seen them both kind of, you know, yelling and jumping, and, you know, they were worried about their dog.
Oh,
and
they're trying to get the dog back to the shore.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And so I told JD, hey, man, it looks like, you know, this dog is drowning out there, or he's, you know, we need to do something. So mm-hmm. he comes up out of the creek. And JD just starts running, you know, and I'm like,
at first, I got to tell you, I thought he was playing around.
Right,
you know,
right.
Gabe and I, we crack jokes day long. It's hard to take each other serious sometimes.
Right.
Anyhow.
I know I worked with him
for a football season.
I know what he liked, dude.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So I come out of the creek and, you know, and I see what's going on, and I run down there, and Gabe follows me, and he has like a big stick with him.
Uh-huh.
And when we got to the lake shore, that dog was actually trying to like pull itself up on right. the ice, but it was ice, so he just kept like slipping.
Right.
And Holland was already actually on the ice whenever we had gotten down there. And that's when everything kind of just happened after that. Yeah.
Got chaotic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was saying, you know, we ran across the dam and got to the lake where these people were struggling, mm-hmm. you know, to get their dog out of the water. And
now, this is the mom and daughter who have a dog they're concerned about in the lake.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The dog's, there's a ring of ice around the lake, and mm-hmm. the dog's on the other side of the ice inside the water.
Ooh.
And, you know, and he's trying to get back out, and the mom and the daughter are freaking out, you know, and the daughter, Holland, she's already out on the ice by the time we get there.
Oh, she swam out there.
Well, no, the ice was thick, you know, so you're able to walk out there, you know.
Oh, she walked on the ice.
Yeah.
Okay. You were saying, JD?
She was already halfway onto the ice by the time we got there. And you know, when we first ran up, it's kind of one of those things where you're already there, so you're committed in
right.
a sense, you know. And
there's no time to call EMS or 911.
No, no.
No, not at all.
Okay.
And, I mean, it was either act on it or do nothing at all.
Right.
We were already there. And, you know, honestly, you really don't even have a time to think. So you just get in there.
No time to react.
Exactly. So
She's
on the ice.
Did she pull the dog already out? Or is it still in the water?
No, the dog's still in the water.
Okay.
She's trying to make her way out to the dog.
Yes, exactly.
That's cold water, bro.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, she's on top of the ice. And you know, so
and we had said, we said, hey, you know, we'll get the dog. You know, you need to get off the ice.
Right.
And the mom gave me a leash, and I mean, I got onto the ice, and I was, I mean,
oh, you swam out there.
No, I was on the ice. The ice was able to hold me.
Okay, gotcha.
And I'm on my knees, and I'm close. I mean, within a foot of the dog. And all I had to do was just throw the leash around the dog's neck, grab
pull
it,
him
pull
up.
It out.
Right, right.
And at that moment,
Gabe, what was going on your end, man?
Well, man, I'm watching all this unfold. You know, just kind of, you know, not sure in what how to feel because you know JD's out there, you know, going out on the ice. This girl's out on the ice, and the dog's freaking out. You know, so it's just, you know, like you said, kind of chaotic. And as JD's reaching out, you know, to put the leash on the dog, that the ice breaks underneath.
Oh
him,
my
you know?
Goodness!
So JD goes under.
Oh
the,
my
the ice
goodness.
Breaks for Holland. She goes in the water. You know,
there's just too much weight on the ice. That,
yeah,
that
yeah
point.
At
that point, yeah, there was.
And then what happened?
Oh man, you know, it just,
how deep are we at this point at that in that water?
Oh, I couldn't tell you, Tom, because I couldn't touch. But we were probably about 15 yards off the shoreline.
So it's what? Is it deep at that point? Where you're at?
Yeah, well, you know, unfortunately, closer to the dam is the deepest point of the lake.
Oh, my God. I mean, so we're talking 15, 20 feet?
Maybe even deeper than that.
Yeah, I mean, as far, I don't know exactly how far at the point where JD fell in, you know. I mean, it could have even been 6 foot, you know. I mean, because.
So you're watching all of this now, and you have to do something.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, I'm like, well, man, I guess it's time to do something, you know, and I had that big stick, you know. I'm not sure why I didn't try to utilize that, you know, but I start going out on the ice, you know, and it's holding me up for a little bit.
Right.
I get to the dog, and, you know, mind this is a 80, 90-pound dog, you know.
And it's now wet.
And soaking wet.
Right.
And he's the first one I get to, you know. I'm going out, and as I reach to grab him, I pulled the dog out.
Mm-hmm.
And the ice breaks on me.
Oh, my goodness.
So you know, and
is there fear now going through your mind?
No, I mean, I think JD's
for one, and I was able to joke about this that day at the council meeting. Uh-huh. I can't swim.
You really can't swim?
I can't. Okay. I'm a heck of a dog paddler,
right.
But, you know, I can't swim.
Oh, my goodness.
But the water was so cold that I, you know, it's instant shock.
Right,
and you hit instant shock as soon as I fell in, and it got scary for me because I was a little further out from everybody else.
Right,
and my boots filled up with water, and I kept going underneath.
Oh, you're like a buoy.
Yeah, so
wow.
I'm trying to kick my boots off and keep my head above water at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And and I just remember I'm thinking, get me out,
right.
Just get me out. And
he thought that was it, you know.
Right. So Gabe, now you have to rescue two people and a dog.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the girl, you know, luckily she's probably like, you know, my height, Holland, you know, she seemed like she knew what to do. So
she told me she took some survival training.
Yeah,
while back.
She seemed, but and she actually helped JD, you know, a little bit, you know. And so by the time I got the dog out, and I just kind of had to reach out to her and kind of just help her, you know, get out of the water.
So now he's in trouble. What are you doing?
Well, I mean, like I said, we just, you know, I went out and the girl, they helped each other, you know. She helped him.
Yeah, I was able to get to her, doggy paddle to her.
Right.
And we were kind of just keeping each other afloat.
Oh, my goodness.
And we got close enough to Gabe where he fell in, he was actually able to touch.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes. Your feet were touching.
Yeah,
yeah. I was only waist deep.
Yeah,
probably, you know.
And we were able to get close enough to him to where he was able just to reach his arm out and pull us out.
My goodness. All right, so is there any moment that you're thinking, you're looking up to the sky, and I said, Lord, help us out of this?
I mean, you know, we kind of just like, oh, God, help us, you know, this is... And I think in JD's case, you know, being that he was so deep, you know, he just, you know, he didn't know what was going to happen.
Uh-huh.
It was just a crazy, quick, probably all happened within, you know, 2-3 minutes.
Yeah.
From the time we got to the shore to the time we
got him. Did EMT arrive and took care of you guys?
No, the mother she wanted to call Denise. You know, she she actually did call after we got out, and she said, you know,
they're okay. And
yeah, but hypothermia could have set in like any moment.
You know, I remember at one point, I honestly felt like I couldn't move. Right. You know, because I had been in the water for a little while.
You were getting there.
Yeah, and I was once we got out, you know, the adrenaline takes over.
Sure
so
does.
You know, I was able to stand up. And the crazy thing is, after everything was said and done, you don't see it as chaotic as it you know, as it was whenever right. everything was happening. So, you know, we kind of were like, hey, you know, well, we're JD, or I'm JD, this is Gabe, you know,
right.
nice to meet you guys, and kind of went about our day after that, and then when you slow everything down and you hear, you know, other versions of the story, that's when, you know, reality sets in,
right.
and it begins to hit home after that.
I know I interviewed you, JB, Gabe, after the, after you guys were awarded the praise on your heroism. And I asked you one question, and I played it back, and I thought, okay, I can play it back. And you told me, this is something that I would have done for anyone, for my family.
Yeah.
For anyone.
Yeah.
You had no second doubts about it.
No. I mean, in that moment, you know, you're trying to help somebody out, you know. You're just trying to offer help to somebody, you know. I mean, I think I said in the interview, you know, I'm just doing anything that
right.
you know any of my brothers would have done,
exactly.
any of my
and I know
my,
your family
my dad
well.
Or
yeah.
you know, and same for JD, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
And then you know, and I said what I would hope that any other village employee would do, which, you know,
right.
I think they would, you know, and I mean, you're just trying to help somebody out in the time of need,
in
you know,
in the time of need at that moment. Well, you look back now; it's been a little bit over a month. You reflect back on it, JD. What do you think?
You know. Again, you know, it's good that we can tell a positive side of the story. You know, the outcome was very positive. So, you know, I thank God that every single one of us is okay.
Right.
And I got to tell you, Tom, if it were to happen again, I would definitely approach it differently, you know, as far as trying to assess the situation.
Right.
You know, before it gets, you know, chaotic. Mm-hmm. But there's no doubt in my mind that if the same cards are being dealt, you know, we'd be in the same position to ready to help all over again.
Exactly.
You know, that's just kind of the way that, you know, Gabe and I are. I've known Gabe 15 years.
Right.
You know, and it's a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
If Gabe was the one who was floating,
right.
you know, out where I fell in.
In your situation.
You know, it would have been a no-brainer for me to do the exact same thing.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. All right, so you know what? I'm going to take it easy on you during softball season. I won't ring you up this year. How's that?
You know what? That'll work.
Yeah. So I'm just giving you a little.
I'm telling you, I'm getting up there in age, Tom.
There you go.
Just turned 30 last summer. So.
Oh my goodness! All right. Gabe, you look back on this a month later.
Yeah, exactly to the day,
mm-hmm.
a month. You know, and like JD said, you know, we just thank God that it wasn't you know, the outcome was as good as it was, you know, because
mm-hmm.
in something like that, that could have been a lot worse situation.
Because either one of you, do you have children?
I don't, no.
You have children. You have two,
yeah. uh-huh.
two beautiful children. Things may not have paid out that way.
Yeah, I mean.
Did you think about them leaving them behind or if things didn't go bad?
I really didn't, Tom. You know, like, you know, it was just everything happened so quick that we just reacted. You know, I didn't have time to think about anyone else. I was just trying to help them out, you know,
mm-hmm.
thinking about them. And
right.
So, I mean, like JD said, you know, if it were to happen again, hopefully it never does, you know, but
right.
We'll probably, you know, assess the situation a little different, you know, see what the best ways to go about it.
Right.
You know, we probably didn't make the best decisions as far as how we went about it, but, you know.
But at the moment, you made the decision.
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
what was important.
Yeah, we
yeah.
did. And
what the ladies tell you afterwards?
They, you know, they were just very, very grateful. Kept telling us thank you and making sure that we were okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were the same. We were like, you guys okay? You know,
right.
you know, it's you guys are the ones panicking. I mean, you know, I panicked too a little
right.
bit whenever I was in the water.
Well,
and but you know, again, you know, it was one of those things where, you know, we had to get back to work because the day wasn't done. So,
well, true heroes, both of you.
And that wraps up another edition of Redoso in the Morning. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Tommy Reese.